game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
After every single Commanders game, generally they're playing Sundays and we'll do this on Mondays. But the day after, when we're back in after a Commanders game, we do game balls and gassers. These are our ways to highlight the best and the worst performances, decisions, moments of games. Specifically, though, we really try to isolate and highlight players that played poorly or played really, really well. And so with that in mind, it is time for our first installment this preseason of Game Balls and Gassers. I want to give a game ball to Jacory Kroski-Merritt. He had a play as a receiver that really impressed me, where he comes out of the backfield, he leaves a linebacker in his wake, he makes a catch, he makes a guy miss with shifty, 8-yard completion, gets out of bounds. I actually posted a video of it if you want to go look at it, at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram. His rushing totals, nothing impressive, but he had two really good runs where he showed off jump cuts, including a 9-yard run that was blocked for about 2 or 3. He ended up 7 for 24. He has been the talk of camp. Everybody's been very impressed with Bill Merritt. The question has been, is he going to play well enough in preseason games when they're actually tackling and when now being a running back gets harder to the point where he's going to climb the depth chart? I saw enough from him in that one game. I'd like to see him get some reps with the first team in the Cincinnati matchup. And I know Robinson and Eckler are probably going to play, and they can play. I know what both of those guys are, yep. And that's fine. Get him out there for a few reps and let him break a sweat and let him get into football shape. But I'd like to see Merritt, during the quarter or whatever you're going to play the starters, get some work with starters against starters to see what that looks like. Because he does have an explosiveness and a cutting ability in the backfield that Robinson does not have on first and second down. So, game ball to him.
Josh Connerly. There's mixed bag, I think, overall, but the reason they were so intrigued, it seems, with you know a guy his size, is how athletic he is. And they're going to get him in space an awful lot. There was one innocuous kind of a play that I've seen broken down a couple different times. The pass went in an opposite direction. So the defensive end, or whoever was rushing there from New England, is probably 4 yards to Connerly's right. There's a tight end in between them. Connerly slides over and meets the guy when he gets basically one step towards the backfield, and he was not even a factor on the play. It was really simple, clean, athletic. Like, it's not something that's going to go into the, you know, send it to Canton for a first, you know, sign of his future Hall of Fame career or something unbelievably special. But you go, that looked big time. That looked like a right tackle that can really play in this league, right? Using that athleticism. So you can dream on some of those screens, getting to the second level and doing some of those things. Again, there's plenty to work on. Not saying he's a finished product just yet, but I thought that was really encouraging. Seeing that athleticism kind of play, not just in practice or whatever, not just in theory, but in a game like that, I thought was encouraging.
I think the arrow is also just trending up massively for him in terms of his stock. If you go back to the opening couple of practices to right now, I'm not sure there are many players on the team that have improved more or look more like they belong that didn't necessarily right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has made major strides. There's no doubt in my mind.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm going to go Johnny Newton, one of the few guys that played on defense who is going to play a lot this season if the A plan comes to fruition. Johnny Newton made two plays in the backfield. He was involved in the turnover where Drake May fumbled. Johnny Newton was right there on that sack, and then he also blew a play up otherwise in the backfield for a TFL that somebody else got. But twice he was noticeable. That was the guy I was expecting out of Illinois, and he was doing it against starters, for the record, even though Washington's starters weren't out there. New England's were. But I think he could be a pocket pusher. I think he could be a guy that gets up the field. With their lack of proven depth on the outside from an edge rushing standpoint, they're going to need to get creative. And that means, I think, freeing up Daron Payne to rush the quarterback, getting Johnny Newton unleashed, getting him moving upfield. And that's going to be part of the creativity. I think the design is going to be guys like Payne and Newton and even Kinlaw on the inside are going to have to help generate some of the pass rush you might not get from the outside when you're stuffing the run with Dietrich Wise or Cleveland Farrell. But Newton, to me, was the loudest performer in their front seven by far in the early going on Friday night.
Kick coverage. Oh, no. So overall, Washington in this game actually outgained the Patriots in terms of return kicks because they had nine of them for 204 yards total. On three kick returns, the Patriots managed 187 yards, touchdown Travion Henderson, 62 yards Antonio Gibson, our old friend. Dan Quinn was pissed about that, kind of rightfully so. Again, great teachable tape. Glad it happened now as opposed to during the regular season, but that was not a good look.
Sam Hartman. I thought Sam Hartman sprayed the ball all over the place, like a hose with its thumb on the front where you just start splattering water everywhere. He was very inaccurate. And if this is a competition for the third job, which I think is what's happening, because Daniels is going to start and Mariota's the backup, it's not even just about this game. I mean, Josh Johnson, for the short term, is the obvious better quarterback. If you needed someone to play in September, October, probably November, December, Josh Johnson should be that guy. He came in, went 15 of 22, 173, touchdown and a pick. You know, and the interception wasn't even necessarily all his fault or as bad a play as the Sam Hartman interception was. Hartman went 9 of 19. And even a couple of the completions, one behind Ben Sinnott that he caught, like it could have easily been a 7 of 19 performance based on throws out of his hand. I thought he was bad. I thought Johnson was pretty decent. But even being out at practice, watching them throw side by side, like Johnson does everything that Hartman does a little bit better. He's just a ton older. The question is, what are they looking for? Do they want a third string quarterback who's not actually going to play this year, who's just going to be in the room helping Jaden Daniels get ready for games as his buddy, who you can develop long-term into being either more of a three or maybe a two, because that could be Hartman. If they actually want someone who could play, like last year when they kept Driscoll as their third quarterback, then you need to keep Hartman on your practice squad as your fourth guy in the org, and Johnson stays as the three. But there's really no way to convince me in any capacity, Danny, that Sam Hartman is a better quarterbacking option for this year than Josh Johnson. And this game cemented that for me in a lot of ways.
Trey Amos, not a ton of work. Oh, but I just like it. I can't help it. I have an obsession. I'm terrible in general at a lot of things, and everybody knows it. But if you've got size and you can move around, I just fall in love. And Amos isn't that big, but he looks big. I don't know how to say it better than that. He just looks like a Legion of Boom-style cornerback. He looks like a Dan Quinn member of the secondary. The stats don't jump out at you. I think it was two tackles and sort of that was it. But you just, if you end up sort of watching him, there's a fluidity to it. There's an explosiveness to it. He looks in control, and he looks like he belongs in the NFL. Not just belongs, but looks like he can be a guy that is going to start at a pretty solid base and grow into something special as he kind of experiences the league and sees some different things. Physical, fast, strong, all of it.
He was targeted in the, you know, kind of high red. I don't know if it was, I'd have to go back and look, fade or deep corner or whatever it was, but that throw into the end zone, he was step for step, yep. Good coverage, had a tackle in the running game, coming downhill as well shortly thereafter. Very limited, as you said, in his playing time, but was noticeable a couple of times in very positive ways. Let me go rapid fire here a couple of game balls. Noah Igbinoghene, who's now been moved down the depth chart, I thought very good coverage, couple of times where he was in tight and broke up a pass or was right there as a play didn't get made. Very encouraging. I think he's got a chance to make the squad. Ja'Cory Brooks at wide receiver, undrafted free agent out of Louisville. He was the talk of camp for a day or two to start. Then it was very, very quiet. He's had a couple of drops that I've seen even against air that have bothered me, and I kind of cooled on him. But in the game, 5 targets, 5 catches, 59 yards, long of 16. I know it was very late against guys that may not be in the NFL soon enough, but he showed very nicely. And I have more interest in a guy like that who's an undrafted free agent than I do in a K.J. Osborne or a Michael Gallup or one of these retreads. And then lastly, I would say he's not going to make the team probably, but Dimitri Felton, who was in the NFL way back in 2022, and when you get a chance in these games, what are you going to do? He had a 28-yard carry he ripped off, led the team with 42 yards. You could tell he might have a chance to be their statistical leader just based on the work he's going to get. But I noticed that was not Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. You know, a lot of times your seventh-round running back is the guy getting all those carries at the end of the game. They got Bill in and out. I think that tells you a lot about what they're thinking about Merritt.
I wanted to bring that up. That was informative to me. Because, again, he didn't get the full veteran treatment, Robinson Ekeler, nor should he at this point.
Seventh-rounder, you got to go play.
But it basically shows you this gentleman is in the mix for more, right? You got in, you got off your feet, then it was a lot of guys that we haven't heard of.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy,
Let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.